Hey, how's it going? This is Tony Danza. I fully endorse this podcast, Inspirato Projecto. And by the way, if you see Samantha, you tell her she's got to mow the lawn. That was part of the agreement. She said that if she got a D or lower in Italian history class, she would have to mow the lawn. So, yeah, excuse me, I gotta get back to vacuuming.
Welcome to another episode of Inspirato Projecto Podcast. I was sent some lyrics by Lawrence August. As you know, I messed around with such and such. I'll come back to that at some point. This is one I was just messing around with. This one is called 100 Castles. This one is 100 Castles. Let's see how this one looks. Let's see how this turns out. Let's see.
Castles, baby, let's boldly build an empire. We'll do it brick by brick and have castles, baby, let's boldly build an empire. We'll do it brick by brick and have whatever we desire. 100 castles, baby, spreading far and oh so wide. Our passion, hope, and love will guide. We'll stay right by.
I wanted it to build like it was horses.
100 castles, baby, let's boldly build an empire. We'll do it brick by brick and have whatever we desire. 100 castles, baby, spreading far and on so wide. Our passion, hope, and love will guide. We'll stay right by each other's side.
Something like that. Something to that effect. Once I utilize that effect, we shall see what sort of affect that will happen. Thank you.
100 castles, baby. Let's boldly build an empire. We'll do it brick by brick and have whatever we desire. 100 castles, baby, spreading far and oh so wide. Our passion, hope, and love will guide. We'll stay right by each other's side.
Mm.
100 castles, baby. Let's boldly build an empire. We'll do it brick by brick and have whatever we desire. 100 castles, baby.
Wait.
100 castles, baby.
Maybe it's
100 castles, baby. Far and oh so wide. Our passion, hope, and love will guide.
Hmm.
100 castles, baby. Let's boldly build an empire. We'll do it brick by brick and have whatever we desire. 100 castles, baby, spreading far and oh so wide. Our passion, hope, and love will guide. We'll stay right by each other's side.
So that's all for now. That's all for now. So you could tell there's a lot of stuff going on in there. This laptop that my mom got me, I'm putting all these programs back into it that I had on the other laptop. And, you know, it really sounds like it's working in there. There's something going on in there. Little engines and stuff. And I was thinking, boy, that would be so interesting to see what that looks like. If you could go see that up close, what is the... 'cause there are a few discs here that I have to do in a certain order. And so each disc apparently has specific information, but it's not going disc 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's going disc 1, disc 4, back to 2, back to 4. You know, it's bouncing back and forth. So there's a certain order in which it's filling in the blanks. It's imagining like Westworld, where they're putting together this android. So it's very interesting. Meanwhile, we got some kind of work going on out in the hallway. Hold on. First, let's hear the airplane. All right, now, let's go check out that saw sound. There's a saw sound over here. I don't know if that's down the street or if that's in here. Oh, yeah. All right, we're gonna go.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now standing about 100 feet away from the incident happening here in the apartment complex. Someone evidently is moving a saw back and forth in a scraping fashion. It's quite intriguing. More on this subject later. So you're coming with me. We're going up to the store right now. Gonna get some cat food. Other essential things. We've got cat food. Ideally some light bulbs. Picks. Oh, picks. Toothpicks. Bread. Potatoes, possibly some potatoes, jelly. Oh, we set out a TV out here, the old TV. Now it's gone. So good, someone saw some value in it. Some jelly. And that's it. For now, we shall see. For the longest time, I didn't look at the junk mail, or as we were brought up calling it, the junk mail. Ads and all that razzmatazz. For the longest time, I just didn't look at it. And then Jenny moved in and then started kind of inspiring me to take a look at that stuff. She'd be like, hey, you know, there might be good deals in there. There might be something good to check out. So, I noticed that there's something from one of these stores around here. Buy a sandwich, get a second sandwich for free. Or as one might put it, pay one price and get two for that very same price. That is, in fact, another way of talking about it. It's wonderful out here in the streets of North Hollywood. Lovely couple just walked past with their dog. It's really, really... Oh, right. There's this cannabis place, and there's a taco truck. Very smart idea to be a taco truck parked right next to a cannabis shop. Very smart idea. Very smart idea indeed. So, tomorrow Yachtly Crew has another show. Oh. Pertaining to that K-Chung episode that recently happened on Monday. That was put into the archives by Nicholas, Captain Nicholas, which was great to see. I checked on the archive yesterday. It's not in there yet. However, have no fear. Whether it appears online sooner or later, it shall appear. You know, it's so interesting. I'm noticing the highest number I've gotten so far of listeners that I can see, I can view through Anchor, who's been listening. I can look right through this app and see how many people. It won't show me like who, unless it's a fellow Anchor person. If it's someone who's got Anchor, it'll say their name. However, it'll just say like maybe, you know, three listens through iTunes, two listens through, well, I don't know how they describe that one. Elsewhere? No, they don't say elsewhere. They say something else. Other places. So, the highest I've gotten so far is 14 listeners on one of these things. It's so exciting for me to see that people are tuning into this. Especially since I document this stuff for my future self, so he's got something to listen back on. I like the idea of the epiphanies, the revelations, the synchronicities happening in real time, and for them to also be documented, for them to be able to be documented. Because when they're documented in that way, what's so cool is now you have this, all of these examples of these great situations happening. So, something I just love. I just love it. I just love it. I love it. I love it. Methinks I'm going to start leaving Inspirato Projecto cards around town as well. I leave Yachtly Crew cards around town. I do believe it would also be great to do Yachtly Crew cards. You know what I can do? Since I've been doing the podcast here, I can look into getting a really crispy microphone for my phone. And getting a really, really good one. Going out into the wild and recording, just as Monica had suggested, these local places. Now, yes, I would love to go there with a mobile transmitter. Mobile transmitter, K-Chung, do an Inspirato Projecto show, 3-4 hours, I'm there all morning. Be great, it'd be awesome, and I'd love to do that. Now, cool thing is, I can do sort of that poor man's version simply by having this shenanigan on me, this possibility. Someone closed this door. They put a big sign in front of this back door back here. I don't know if that's a joke. Yeah, must be. Must be pretty serious. Must be pretty serious. So, tomorrow is another Yachtly Crew show. This time it's in Santa Monica. We got to be there early. Some kind of function. Not certain what. Some kind of situation happening tomorrow. Circumstance. Some sort of circumstantial situation. One thing's for sure. Okay, I'll put it to you straight. One thing's for sure. Tomorrow, Listen, I'll put it to you straight. Tomorrow, it's going to be a circumstantial situation, okay? Don't you forget that. Don't you forget that. A circumstantial situation. Situation. I'm looking at Mother's Day cards here. And some of these things are pretty big deals. I mean, $8 for some of these cards, you know what I mean? Mom does deserve a great card. It's really interesting. Wonder what would happen if you made like the ultimate Mother's Day card. It was like a $20 card. And it was just like this big flashy crazy thing. And just like, look, the future of Mother's Day cards is here. The future is here, man. It's right here. Don't you forget it, man. Sheesh McFishensteinsch. Sheesh McFishensteinsch. Listen, I'll put it to you straight here. Sheesh McFishensteinsch. Sheesh McFishensteinsch. Okay? Listen, don't you ever forget that. I'll always remember that. This is a piece of advice you'll cherish for ever, for the years to come, forever and ever, and ever and ever. Sheesh McFish Incorporated and Associates, okay? I want you to remember that from here on out. Put that in your pipe and you smoke it, okay? Sheesh McFish Incorporated and Associates.
There's so many mother cards. My happy mother card to you. Happy mother card to you, mother.
Oh, lots of Mother's Day cards. Oh, you got lots and lots of Mother's Day cards. Mother's Day cards. Mothers. You got lots of Mother's Day cards.
Here's a fun one. I'm going to read this to you.
Thank you.
Happy Mother's Day from your son. Your reason for living, your reason for breathing, your reason for screaming, your reason for nagging, your reason for premature graying, your reason for... What else is say? This is in a very difficult blue. Reason for... Well, you get the idea. Anyway, sorry about that. Love you, Mom. I have frequently thought about how fun it would be to make Mother's Day cards. I've frequently thought about this through the years. On and off. Just like my phases of thinking about painting skateboards.
Mother Day.
Okay. All right. It's just,
how do you find the good card that really, really gets it? You know what I mean? It really, really gets it.
How do you do it, man? How do you do it?
I'm Ashkin from the bottom of my heart. I'm Ashkin from the bottom of my heart.
Oh, this is good. Found good one, Vikings. This is good. This says it all. Okay, plus I can... There's enough room in there for me to write sentiments. I can draw. I can paint. I can paint on it. I can give her an extraordinary card. I could do that. This says everything it needs to say in the way that I need it to be said. Okay? This will say everything I need to say in the way it needs to be said. In the way that it needs to be said.
I see a fun one here.
See, now I see another good one. This one is a fun one. So I'm wondering. It's kind of... Alright, I think we found a good Mother's Day card. Now, we're looking for one for our sister-in-law. Mother. Mother. I'm gonna make a Mother's Day card area just for sister-in-law.
Do you know what I mean? Do you know?
Oh, I see. Sister, there are sister cards. Oh, here we go. We got it to my sister on Mother's Day thing. Huh.
For my sister, okay? For my sister. Happy Mother's Day.
All right, let's see here. Just another Mother's Day wish. Just a Mother's Day wish with lots and lots of love.
Okay, I like it. Okay. It's nice. Do you know what I mean?
It is nice.
Yeah, okay. All right. I'm not going to read out to you. I'm not going to read out loud to you what I'm getting. I'm not going to do that. All right. We're going to do this. This good one. This is sort of a... I like it. And the good news is... there's some good inspiration involved with it, which is great. Which is phenom.
Phenomenal. Phenomenal. Phenomenal.
Uh-oh. Okay. See, now, wouldn't it be nice to send her some kind of chocolate thing? What am I here to get? Let's take a look at the list. You know what? Tell you what. We'll get back to you later. Okay? We'll get back to you later.
Hey, Kurt. It's Ken. Hey, I just had to leave you a message and let you know how absolutely blown away I was that you reached out to me on the Anchor yesterday. That was so cool. Dude, as busy as you are with everything you got going on, you actually took time out of your day to contact me. That was so awesome. You are one of a kind, brother. Thanks. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
We're getting things plugged in, getting things ready to rock and roll here. At this Santa Monica Travel and Tourism. Santa Monica Travel and Tourism thing happened today. We're playing 5 to 7. Very short amount of time, 5 to 7. We're out here on the beach outside. Beautiful beach. It's gonna be a good one out here. I'm glad many of us are wearing sunscreen. We've got,
there's a sticker on that.
They've got themed, nautical themed things. They have what looks like a Plinko machine over there.
Setting up a stand and I go, no, not yet. Did it go?
Oh, yeah, that, I mean. I somehow have hiccups. It's been a while since I've had hiccups. So I'm kind of curious, like, what could have started it. Mr. David Bowie just, knows me podcasting right now. I think that's all for now. I will report back later with other situations. And
hey, is everyone hearing this in the monitor? Tell me you're hearing this in your monitor. How about over here? You hearing that?
I think I might hear a little bit.
Yeah, check. Hey. How about in Dave's monitor up front? You hearing that? Check.
Oh.
Check. Yeah.
Hey.
Ah, that's good.
Check.
Jeez, I can hear it coming out of there.
Hey.
I can hear it coming out of there. Hey.
Check. Uh-huh.
Check. I can hear it coming out of there.
Check. Yeah. Hey.
Check. Welcome to Echo Vision.
Two.
Welcome to Echo Vision.
Uh-huh.
I will check back later with more details to come. Stay inspired. Keep your eyes open for the unusual. And